Welcome everyone. Thank you for coming here. And I would like to introduce Master Thich Tham. And this one is the fourth time he came here to do for the master program for us. And I'm very, very happy to be able to introduce you, local people here. Thank you so much. Please enjoy 2 hours of lecture, and if you have any questions or anything, please do not hesitate to ask. Okay? Thank you very much. That's all I can say, right? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kim. Welcome. You are to the Body Free Meditation Center. Before we start the session tonight, I would like to invite you to sit up, okay, straight your spine. Let your spine straight naturally. Try not to lean back to the chair. And relax your body. Come back to your breathing. And just observe the breath to see how it comes in, how it comes out. And bring your attention back to your body fully, 100%. Try to observe your breathing for a few minutes to see how it helps. On our body and mind, to nourish our body and mind, and also to transform our body and mind. Breathing in, you know you are breathing in with a new breath. Breathing out, you are well, you are healthy, all the negative, the toxic gas in your body, out to the nature, so the universe can help us to transform it. Breathing in, you know, you are breathing in. Breathing out, breathing out naturally, relaxing. In and we can practice for a few more breaths. The program I try to introduce you tonight, you may some say that the fasting program, alright? But actually it's not really that. It's not really negative like we think just fasting. You may say like detoxification, but when we say detoxification, that means our body may be dirty or not good, right? So it's still negative. And actually it's much more than that. I may use that the term of purification of transformation. Transformation is actually not the right term. And everything in this universe, it cannot be accepted, eliminated. It can be transformed, right? For example, in the cosmic, whatever we eliminate from our body, the sweat, the urine, the feces, right? It goes out to the soil. The soil will help us to transform that into the nutrition, but the toxic, yeah, the carbon dioxide will stir it out, right? We don't eliminate, but that will help the tree to nourish the tree, and the tree will help us to transform that back to the oxygen to give us, right? So in the whole universe, we have a system that cooperate together. Each one will help and will play the role in that. So the same thing in our body. Our body has to know how to use it, how to take it, and how to transform that. If we don't know how to transform that, doesn't matter the good thing or the bad thing. But actually, nothing in this universe is good or bad. Nothing in this universe you can say good or bad. You have to remember that. The only thing, it can be good or bad, that means we know how to use it at the right time, at the right moment, at the right way, at the right amount. Right? If we don't know how to use that means it's not balanced. It turns out no good. Just for example, the water we drink. Do we need the water? Yes, our body needs the water a lot. Right? Our body needs a lot of water because 70% of our body waste in water. So if we don't have enough water, we may get exhausted, dehydration, palpation, and we may die. But if we drink it incorrectly, we have a problem. That is most of us have in America now. And most of you may not know that. Because what happens if we have extra fluid in our body? When we have extra fluid in our body, the cardiovascular system, that means the heart, the lung, and the kidney have to work harder to expel the extra liquid. So when it works harder, the lifespan is shorter, right? And it becomes higher because the lifespan is shorter, and then it becomes weaker and weaker. So that's why we see now we have most of us have hypertension, we have a cardiovascular disease, we have a kidney problem. The same thing like the food we eat. Is it very important? Yes. If we don't have enough food to eat, like the undeveloped country, the other half of our world, people will have undernutrition and they have a lot of problems. But look at American and European. We have plenty of food to eat, right? But we don't know how to eat right. We have a lot of problems. 70% of Americans overweight. From that, it leads to a lot of problems, right? A lot of illness. So, whatever in this universe, it does not say, I am good or I'm bad, right? But the way we use it, we make it become good or bad. So the same thing in our body. Again, if we know how to use the nutrition to fit it, to feed our body correctly, it will be healthy, body and mind. But if we don't know how to eat correctly, it may become the toxic substance, it will become the resource for the disease or the illness. And then you know, American is the one that has a lot of problems because of the way we eat. So, in our body, the machine in our body is the best one in the world. No one can create, even though we can create a lot of robots, right? But no one at best at the human body. But what problem now today? Because we're not really mindful, and we don't know why we consume or how we consume, how we nourish our body and mind. So we come out with the reality. A lot of problems now today. So back here, the term I'm here correctly is transformation. Transformation. When we eat, we know how it transforms from the raw material, like the food we eat, how it transforms in our body, how it transports to the destination. If it not know how to transform it correctly, we end up with a problem too. So, look at this one and you will see how we have a problem. But back to the water we drink. Definitely, every day we need total water in the food we eat, in the juice we drink, in the fruit we eat, right? Around 2.5 to 3 liters. That means about 3 quarters gallon. Around that depends on our body weight, right? Because the water depends on our body weight. 70% of our body weight is the water. So originally, the water we have is supposed to be nice, like this, in it. Very reflect, very brown, very beautiful, and it can flow. But nowadays, you see that the water we use in the tap water. This is the tap water from America. You see, this originally, if we get it from the spring or from the reservoir, the good one not being contaminated. But if we have the tap water now in America, it's like that. This is from Vancouver, you know, no pollution. We have a lot of ice up there. This is from London, United Kingdom. This is from Paris, France. This is from Tokyo, Japan. And this is from Berlin, Germany. You see, the only country reserve the nature, protect the nature, and be careful with the new nutrition a little bit better. But in most of the big cities in the world, the tap water now we use nowhere. Alright? You see the image of that. It's not real. Second thing, look at the food we eat. This is a way of it manifest. And we take a picture by the electric microscope. If we eat fully tension, mindful, with the positive energy, the food we eat, it will be very beautiful, very good smell, and that way the nutrition will be enhanced. But if we eat and we're not really in the good mood, we're under stress, we're thinking about the job, or we be sad or worried, whatever. But if we're not really appreciate, the food would turn out almost 90% no good. And if you not really pay attention to that fully, and this is what happens most of us, because when we eat, we may talk on the phone, we may read the magazine, we may watching the TV, etc. So basically, 85 to 90% of us nourish our body and mind with this kind of nutrition. on a daily basis. About the facility, the equipment we use around the house, you see the microwave, it's very convenient, right? But on the molecular of the water in the food, on the structure of the food, we destroy. The mobile phone, especially, or in general, any electronic device around the meal, around the kitchen, around the food, or around our body, it will destroy all the water structure in our body and in the food. The way we communicate, if we use the nasty word, the unnicely, you say it will destroy, break down all the water structure in our body. And remember, 70% of our body weight in the water, especially in the brain, it may go up to 85 to 90% of the water. So what happens when the structure that we break down nothing like that? So if we feed our body every day with the water like that, with the food like that, with the communication like that, with the environment like that, so what ends up? The blood cell, especially the red blood cell, is the one to help to transport the nutrition in, the oxygen in, and transport the toxic substance out. We cluster together. See? It will cluster together. So if it clusters together, it clumping together like this, how can it travel? How can it function? Cannot, right? And if we have this problem, you see what happened first? Diabetic. Because the sugar or the nutrition after it converts in our body, when we eat or after we eat, the food gets through our mouth, gets down to the GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract. Doesn't matter if do good or not good, but supposedly, okay, it works perfectly on this side. It transforms all our nutrition into the liquid. The very good nutrition gets ready to feed our body. And from the small intestine, it passes the border and it will get into the bloodstream. But when it gets into the bloodstream, it all get the red blood cell clumping together like this. How can it transport the sugar to all the destination? You see? So we end up right away high sugar in the blood. So from the high sugar in the blood, after 24 hours maximum, the sugar will get stick around the blood vessel and it become a lipid, cholesterol. So the cholesterol stick around the blood vessel, it makes the blood vessel now become thicker, right? Become less flexible, and the diameter becomes smaller. So it cannot flow, right? And with the blood clumping like that, it makes it harder and harder to travel. And the problem builds up over time. And from that, the heart has to pump harder, has to work harder to pump the fluid flow. So we have the high pressure, the high blood pressure, we have the cardiovascular disease, we have cardiac dystrophy, right? Because it has to work harder so the muscle it becomes thicker. And then what? Get what? go to the extremity, the blood vessel becomes smaller and smaller. So you get stuck. So we get numbness, we get numbing, we get cold, we get hot. And if it happens up here, we may have what? Weakness, or stroke. See? And arthritis, right? And if it happens inside the organ, or the hormone system, or the lymphatic system, we get stuck. You see? So that's why the problem now today, because of the fluid in our body, it not flow correctly by many, many different reasons. The drink, the water we drink, the food we eat, right? The way we live, we communicate, and all the electronic device, or what we call the magnetic, electromagnetic field around us. And then also, we have a tendency less move, less active than before. We work, we sit down all day long, right? So when we not move around, the blood vessel cannot be contracted or dilated, especially the vein, right? The heart can pump out the blood in the artery only. But when the blood returns, okay, we have to move. If we not move, the blood flow becomes slower and slower. So when the current becomes slower, definitely, okay, it will create a lot of problems. Right? So the purpose of the transformation, what we call this program, to help facilitate the current, that means our blood, right, flow faster, eliminate. When it flows faster, first, it will have to eliminate the toxic substance. Secondly, it will have to clear on the obstruction, or on the obstacle, on that way. And then next, it will help us to restore the balance in our body. This one not only requires the physical, because you know in our body we have at least 4 different levels, right? In our body we have 4 different levels of body. We have a physical body, like a muscle, a tendon, the skeleton. We have the physiological body, like under the biochemistry reaction in our body. We have a psychological body, that means what we may say, the emotion, or the transportation from the neural messenger from our brain. And finally, the consciousness, or the spiritual in general. But normally, we have a wrong view. We think whatever we do, we walk, we sleep, we eat, we sing, whatever, it shows on the physical body. So we think the physical body is the main one, right? We may not think about the biochemical reaction happen inside. And we may not really pay attention much to the way of our emotion or our consciousness. But actually, it's totally opposite. Because every single activity of our body require the energy. With the energy, it cannot do anything. The energy our body needs, what we call ATP. This is the basic Biochem 101, right? Adenosine triphosphate. So any single activity in our body requires only one type of energy, that is ATP. So we eat many different ones. We eat fruit, we eat carbohydrate, protein, lipid, etc. So how can the body convert all that many different resources into only one type of nutrition, ATP? That be done by the second body, physiological body, the one to convert all that resource, all that nutrition into the ATP. So the second body have an important role than the first one. And because our body, we have many different activities, hundred different biochemical reactions. So that's why we need to have another body to control, to facilitate, or to manage it. That is what we call the psychological body. But unfortunately, this body, the third level, cannot work 24 hours a day. Maximum only 16 to 18 hours a day. And the second problem, because we interfere by the outer factor a lot. For example, when you eat the same thing, if your emotion is good, that means you're happy. Different from different, right? When you eat the same thing, but you worry, you sad, or you angry, it will transform different, it will convert different, right? So that's why the first body not perfect. That's why we need to have another one, higher, more perfect, can work 24 hours a day, not to interfere, not be distracted, or not be affected by the other factor. So the same thing when we want to transform our body in this process, we not only need to do the body activity, for example, exercise, Qigong, Tai Chi, or breathing. We need to have the changing in our diet. That's why, okay, in the next week when you participate in this program, you will be provided a different diet. The diet with the capacity can help our body to replace the dead substance or the dead substance in our body. It eliminates out, substitute a new one, a good one. It also can help to clean up our system. And it helps to rebalance our body. The last level, it helps to correct or to repair the problem in our system. So not only the second level, the third level, we need to change. We need to change. Change what? Change the way we think. Change the way we feel about our body. Change about the attitude when we have our food, how we eat. Change the attitude, how we behave to our relative, how we behave and how we treat our work. Because if we not treat, we not respect ourselves, we not respect the food, we not respect our relative or the environment, you see, it will have the negative effect back to our body. Like you see the image of the food. When we not respect that, we just ignore or we not pay full attention to that 50%. When we not really respect it by just paying attention fully to the food, The same thing like when we have a communication with our relative or with our colleagues. If we not pay attention, or if we not respect them, okay, the water molecule in our body and in our friend, it will turn out almost 50% of it. When we are under stress, okay, when we are under hustle, when we angry, when we are under negative feel, most of our water molecule in our body turn out nowhere. You see? And when it turn out like that, the blood vessel and the blood cell clumping together, cannot move. That's why see, when we get angry, we be tired, cannot breathe, cannot move, and the heat it build up. Right? Because it cannot spread out, it cannot move evenly. So that's why when we know that, we not only need to transform our physical activity the way we nourish our body, but the way we feed, we nourish our mind too. And our mind to anything around us. Also, when we change of that, we need to know the same thing like here. The way we look at our body, incorrect. Now we change it back. We know the physical body is just the lowest level of our body. It needs to be supplied the energy for it to work by the center body. It needs to be manipulated or controlled, regulated by the third one. And it needs to be perfect by the fourth one. The same thing, when we look at our body a little bit microscopic, we use to see everyone is solid. The hair, the bone, the skin, the organ is solid. Right? We rarely see the liquid and the air or the heat. But after it turns out, again, opposite. Only 30% maximum our body weight is solid. This is when we're alive. When we stop breathing, after cremation, how much we remain? Less than 0.5 or 1%. See? So, 70 to 90% of our body weight is a liquid. What happens when the liquid, the current slow down? Look at the spring of the spring. When the current slowing down, most algae, trash, on the aquatic creature, right, must, all kind of negative. And finally, it becomes the palm, dirty palm, right? But you see the creek outside the current slow down, but around us still have a vast environment. And, but in our body, the fluid flow in the very small pipe and very long, not straight, right? So that's why it's very, very easy to get stuck. And we have many, many factors to contribute for the obstruction. That's why not only inside the blood vessel, but every single blood cell that clumps together this way. And that is most of us have a problem now today. So when we know that, we have to change our view. We have to know that the solid in our body is not much. Much more than that in the liquid. And a very important role of the liquid has to flow. The faster the better. Right? When it slows down, when we sit down too long, we feel numbness, we feel tired. Right? Even though we eat the very good nutrition. But if it not flow, it comes out, becomes negative, becomes bad right away. And then also, above that, it's much more important. Maximum how much water you can drink a day. a gallon, 1.5, right? You cannot bring more than 2 gallons of water a day. But how much air you drink a day? Almost 15,000 gallons. Every minute, right? Each time when we breathe in and out, almost 1 gallon of air. A minute, we have a 15 times, right? So, now, 1 minute, we have a 16 seconds, right? 1 minute, we have 16 seconds. And 1 minute, we have about 15 times, and each time 4 gallons. So 1 minute, we're breathing in out at least 60 gallons. 1 hour, we have 60 minutes. So 1 hour, we get 3,600 gallons. A day, we need almost 15,000. 15,000 gallons of air. And remember, when we bring in the nutrition, all nutrition doesn't matter what kind of that. It needs to convert into the ATP. Without oxygen, it cannot burn. It cannot convert that nutrition into the energy bar. So the role of the oxygen is very important. But most of us nowadays, we don't have enough fresh air. We don't have enough fresh air because we walk indoor. We have a dead air more than fresh air. We have a negative jet more than positive jet. And then most of us, we living or we spend the night time more than the daytime. That means we extend the day, the evening time. We stay too late. We live in the negative time more than the positive time. Right? So that's why we accumulate the negative energy, the negative gas, the negative air more than a positive. Right? So we need to change our view on that. And also in this program, you will learn. We have a totally 4 different levels of nutrition accordingly to the level of our body, the structure of our body and the universe. So the same thing, we have a 4 different levels of nutrition. The first one, what we call the edible, the one going through our mouth. It includes what? The solid and the liquid. We have a 2nd level that is sensory. It goes through our eyes, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. The next one, the mental. And the last one is the spiritual. Most of us, because if we think of our body, the physical body is the main one. Of the structure in our body, the solid one is the main one. That's why when we consume the food, we depend on the solid one, the lowest one. But actually, the lowest one is the one have the least energy and the heavy one. The more substance, the more obstruction, the slower the movement. You see? But when we know how to use it correctly, you will feel more satisfied. You will satisfy much more. Especially you may experience this when you cook in the kitchen. Right? When you cook in the kitchen, after you finish cooking, you may feel almost full. You don't want to eat much because you smell it, you taste it, you look at that, and you enjoy it, right? So after you finish the cooking, you don't feel hungry anymore. because you already eat at the high level of energy. And then when you're happy, right? When you're happy, when you hang around our Lord, maybe the whole day, you don't feel hungry much. You don't feel hungry much. That's why in this program, we will help you how to develop, how to use the higher energy, the higher level of energy, the higher, the lighter, and deeper, right? So, the next from Sat Monday, we will go into this program. So basically, we will change everything, okay? We will help you to understand and change the form, the nutrition, the way we eat. Instead of we use the solid, right? Instead of we use the solid in the low set one, now we use the liquid. That means we go higher. Instead of you use the cooked one, that means the dead one, now we use the fresh one. The fresh vegetable is having not only the fresh nutrition but the fresh energy. That's the most important. When you look at the nutrition, right now today we eat a lot, but we not feel really fresh because the most of the food is having no energy. When we don't have enough energy, we have to consume more to compensate for that. When we consume more, okay, our body becomes heavier, the digestive system has to work harder, the elimination system has to work harder. What becomes that we input too much, the output not equivalent, so it accumulates inside. Right? And then it has one principle. And we may not be aware about that. Everything in this universe, you know, everything in this universe comes from one law, based only one law. You know what law? The law of natural extraction. The law of extraction. What does it mean? Whatever alive, it will extract together. Whatever not alive, it will stop. Right? So everything, small, like the cluster of the dust, big like the whole universe, with the whole galaxy. The positive form of the invisible form, the same thing, it follows that law. So what happened when you eat the same nutrition, okay? When you eat the same apple, the same meal, exactly the same thing. But when your system is clean, the blood flows easily, right? When your attitude in a good mood, so it will absorb the good nutrition, the positive energy that put in your body. And it will eliminate or it push out the negative energy or the toxic substance in the nutrition. The same thing in your body. When your body, the system, okay, it throw, it clean, it tidy, it will keep the good nutrition, the good energy, and it will push out the toxic substance, the gas, the negative gas, whatever, no good, it will pull out. Even though when you're in contact with the environment, we have a lot of mold, virus, bacteria in here, right? Your body will eliminate or push out the negative one. Just accept the positive one and help your body only. But when your body is no good, that means when it gets stuck, right, the blood flow becomes slower and it becomes clumpy together. And you bring in the nutrition. The nutrition cannot transport to the destination. You have a high blood pressure, you have a high blood sugar, you have a cholesterol, and the toxicity cannot be expelled, the harm of the negative toxic substance cannot be eliminated, right? And it gets stuck in your body. Now you bring in a new one, it will extract the negative one. It put on a positive one. See? And especially when we eat more the dead food, the one nowadays in most of the food we eat, chemical, preservative, additive, all kind of that. Not talking about people, you the medicine. Right? A lot of chemical in that. So that's why we need to clean up our system. We need to get it through, we need to eliminate the toxic substance. We need to change the positive attitude. We need to change the way we treat the food, the way we treat the environment, the way we treat our friends, our relatives around. And when we provide you the nutrition for the next few days, we change from the solid to the liquid. We change from the cooked one into the fresh one. We change from the one you like to the one you may not like. The reason why, the one you love is the one you abuse, right? When we abuse, it becomes no good. Remember, everything in this universe, no good or no bad. But when we abuse it, it becomes no good. The medication, the same thing. The food is the same thing. The water we drink, the same thing. When we don't have enough, no good. When we have too much, no good. So that's why the one you don't like it, that is not enough. Right? Because unbalanced. The one you love it, you abuse it. So that by now we need to learn how to accept everything neutrally. Okay? Very objective, and we accept everything because we know that, okay, we need to clean up our body and rebalance our system. So just open heart, open mind to accept it, right? Because this is the only way to help your body to clean up and rebalance that. And also to help you to open your mind so in the future when you come back to the normal life, you can accept everything, okay? And you help your body open it. Next thing, you may need to learn how to chew the liquid. Normally, we not only unmindful when we have the food in front of us, but when we put it into our mouth. Remember, this day the immigration, this is the border. Whatever from outside, external, international, when you bring into your body in domestic, right? So what happens if the police at the immigration and at the custom not working properly, right? They're not carefully, they rust, or what happens when they have too many people coming, right? They want to get everyone going fast, and they make a mistake, and not even the best one. You know why? Even though you bring in the gold, the diamond, and the currency, they still control that, right? It's not okay, I have money, I want to bring in. How much doesn't matter. They still ask you how much to bring in, even though it's a good thing. It's not the toxic, it's not the bomb, it's not the agriculture, it has the mold on the bad thing. The good thing that you have the control. So when we bring the food or the drink into our mouth, most of us not aware about it. Too much, too fast, that's a problem. They have not enough time to get information. So what happens when it passes here too fast? They not have enough information, so they not report to the headquarters. When the headquarters don't have enough information, the order sent out from the headquarters down to the system will be not enough. When they don't have enough information, they're not prepared to take care of that, so some of that will be set aside. Right? So that is what we call problem. And talking about cancer, now people worry about cancer, the tougher side. Don't think about cancer, it overnight happens. You know it, you create it every night. Nobody believes that, but as I told you, we not obey the law. We have a 24 hour, we have a day light and a night time, right? And if we obey that, look like I told you from the animal and the tree, right? If whatever the animal eliminate out, the tree will accept it and transform it back to feed the animal. And with only one law, the universal law and the sunlight, when the sunlight not appear, right, on the tree stop working, they close the system. So they will again the animal. So the same thing in here, if we not base our law in the body, we create a problem. Every day, we have a million of cell death, right? Every day, the skin cell, the stomach cell, the intestine cell, the brain cell, every day we have million of cell die. So it has to make a new million of one, and it will replace for that. And because you're not living balanced, you're not obeying the law, right? So we don't have the law of structure work properly inside our body. Every night around at 11:30 to midnight, it starts to transform all of the nutrition into the what? Cholesterol, lipid, blood cell, and all kinds of hormones to get ready for the new day. So start from midnight, it already do that. And from the nutrition, we convert in our intestine, it will go to the bloodstream. The bloodstream will travel all around and it go down here. And from there, it will synthesize the new cell from the bottom of our spinal cord, what we call the stem cell, right? The original, that we found down here, that is the stem cell in bone marrow. The stem cell, that original cell, it moved up to about C4, C5, right? And then it starts to differentiate into many different ones. It may be the skin cell, neural cell, heart one, lung one, liver one, stomach one, whatever. You see, depend on each day, depend on each season, depend on each person. You're working out on the skin cell, dying more than the people working off it. The work people work up is thinking a lot, right? So the memory cell may die more than the skin cell. The one drinking alcohol, beer, the liver cell may die more than the memory cell. The one drink a lot of Coca-Cola or the sweet drink, right? The juice, or you may overeat the stomach cell. You have a reflux. The stomach cell may die more than the liver cell. The one have indigestion, diarrhea, the intestine cell may die more than the other one. So it's different from one day to the other, from one season to the other. So at midnight, from the stem cell, it will differentiate into many different cells, depend on your body need, right? So when it travels along the bone marrow, along the spinal cord, it will follow exactly the law of nature. What alike, it attracts together, unalike, it dispels out. So the liver will cover all the liver cell, and it puts the heart cell away. You see, the kidney will come for all of the kidney cells, and it puts the stomach cell away. So everyone will go to the destination to unify with their family. Will be okay, right? Have no problem. We will strengthen the organ, and we clean up the system. Everyone works perfectly. But because if we not follow it, we not follow the circadian rhythm correct. We not nourish our body correct. We not let our system clean or through. So the law of the nature not work perfectly. The alike cannot extract one, the dislike cannot push away. So it's moving wrong place, wrong destination. You see? So the liver cell not come on to the liver. So the day after that, the liver become weaker and weaker. The liver cell not travel to the liver, now it travel to what? May go to the lung, may go to the kidney. That it will come later on, it will cause another one by the lung obstruction. So next time, okay, the liver cell instead of travel to the liver, now it has a friend stay in the kidney, so it caught in. So that will give, we already create the root for the weakness, for the obstruction, for the metastasis every day, but we don't know. And then when it accumulates enough, boom, it's coming out. See? And the same thing in here, when our view of our body, when our view of the nutrition, the way we feed our body is incorrect. If we look at our body correctly, like this chart, the solid one in a minimum, less than the liquid, less than the gas, and less than the energy, we have the four level of protection. We have the higher level of diagnosis. But because if we look at our body wrong way on the left side, you see, so that means we be unprotected by all the three levels. What we mean unprotected, I will explain later. But you see that when it happened at the beginning, we not discover, we not mindful, we not discover this level. To the second level, still not. To the first one, we made by the blood test, by the biochem test, by the serum test, by the immunotest, but not many. Up to now, we can have about 300 to 400 something tests. But, you know, we have more than 1,000 different biochemical reactions in our body. And if we miss this one, we will go to the last one. Edema, tumor, cancer. You see?